Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobo Newsom. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting third. The left fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Del Wilbur. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lapone. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willard Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willard Nixon. And now, play ball. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Suter moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon spins and fires to second, and Suter is picked off. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fain moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fain moves to third. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball four. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a fly ball into right field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom strikes out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to second. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-1 in the game. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur takes first base on ball 4. Johnny LePond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePond bunts towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilbur moves to second. One out. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nixon for the out. Wilbur moves to third. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michaels moves to third. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. Astroth takes first base on ball 4. Hitchcock moves to second. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Vollmer hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Kell goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wilbur hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Wilbur reaches third base with a triple. Gurnett scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-0 in the game. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Fain hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Suter moves to second. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Vallow hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evers. Vallow reaches second base with a double. Suter scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. Zerniel strikes out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Hooper now pitching. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon strikes out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooper covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Hitchcock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Astroth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell moves to third. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gurnett strikes out. Astroth throws to third to get Kell for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wilbur strikes out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepon hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-3 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields the ball and throws to Nixon covering. Safe. Vallow moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Michaels bunts towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Vallow moves to third. Zerniel moves to second. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Hitchcock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Astroth hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 3 in the game. Vollmer strikes out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kai Thomas pinch hits for Bob Hooper. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Vallo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilbur settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.